Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right back out to that very same fan hotline we go. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is Nick Faribault for Fair Game with Faribault. Nick, let's dive right in. Fair game to say that the Steelers will have a hard time defending the run now that Alex Highsmith is out in this game.
I actually think this week they'll be okay against it. I think they've done a decent job. And last week they had a little bit of a leaky front at times, but they never let the big runs turn into big runs. It was 9-10 yards, and it happened 3 or 4 times. If they can do that this week, they'll be okay against Chase Brown. Now, that run game that we had talked about with the Bengals and how bad it was before, actually that Steelers game kind of ignited it. They've run the ball fine since then, too. But I think they'll be able to slow down Chase Brown this week. It's not going to catch him by surprise, so I think they will have a good job. And they'll do a fine job with Herbig in there defending their run.
Nick, is it fair game to say that Mike Tomlin was probably oversimplifying when he said in his press conference that they would merely try to stop Ja'Marr Chase from getting the ball by trying to get Cincinnati to throw the ball to other people? Fair game to say that Mike was probably not giving away their high-level strategy for this game defensively?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, but I also think there's a little hint there. I think they're going to double Ja'Marr Chase, and I really do, because James Pierre is starting, and I know he's played really well this year, but you don't want James Pierre against T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase. And so I think that's a double opportunity right out the gate. And then I think you let Joey Porter Jr. go to battle with T. Higgins. He's done it Lord knows how many times. He'll probably get called for 2 or 3 penalties, and it'll be what it is. And then you let Brandon Echols handle Andre Yoshivas. But I do think that they're going to end up doubling Ja'Marr Chase. They should have done that last time anyways. But I think what they're going to do is, you know what, take him away and let everything else try and fall into place, because you cannot let what Ja'Marr Chase did last time happen to them.
Is it fair game to say then that Joey Porter, I'm going to actually make you put a number on it. I'll set it at 2.5, over under 2.5. Fair game to say he commits, I'll say over 2.5. Pass interference penalties this weekend?
You know, he's in a good stretch right now. I think he's had 2 really solid games back-to-back. That's usually due for the Joey Porter Jr. crash back-to-earth game. I think I'm going to agree with you. I think he goes over 2.5, and T. Higgins is just going to get a ton of targets, because I think they're going to double Ja'Marr Chase, which means Higgins is going to get fed. So I'll go over as well.
All right, Nick, is it fair game to say that Joe Flacco, now he did something no 40-plus-year-old quarterback has ever done last week. He threw for over 450 and 4 touchdowns. You can go look up Football Reference if you don't believe me. No 40-year-old's ever had a stat line with at least 450 and 4, and he had that. And, of course, the Bengals lost. Joe Flacco against the Steelers had 342 yards. Fair game to say that they hold him under that total this week.
I think they do hold him under that total, but not by much. I think he has a really good game again. I think he ends up really putting it on them still. He just really matches up well against this defense. He really does. He mitigates the pass rush. even if they take away Higgins, he still has guys at his disposal. So I think he's going to put up a good number. But I think he gets held under the 342. I think he'll get over 300, but he's not going to get 342.
All right, fair game to say Ja'Marr Chase is held under his 161 yards receiving from last time then.
Yeah, I think he does. I think this is a Higgins game. I really do. I think T. Higgins has a really good game in this one. I think they mitigate Ja'Marr Chase to a degree. He'll get his at times, but I think this is going to be the T. Higgins game, not a Ja'Marr Chase game.
Fair game to say Asante Samuel Jr. could actually somehow get brought up and activated for this game in case the Steelers decide they need more corners.
I'm not expecting him to play this week. I think it's going to be next week when he comes up. Certainly, I think that's in the plans. But I'm not expecting to see Asante Samuel Jr. If they bring up a corner, and I'm not sure they're going to, they only have three healthy ones right now with Slay out. But I'm not certain they're going to even bring up anyone. But if they do, it'll be Darryl Porter Jr., I think.
Fair game to say that the Steelers' secondary, while players are in different roles, and while it might not be great, is more stable, Nick, than it was when they first played the Bengals this year.
There's no question about it. I mean, Duggar and Ramsey have brought a stability to the communication that they've needed. Pierre's done a nice job. I think Porter and Echols are doing, at least competing. What they're doing now is at least forcing the really good players to be really good players. I think that's just a big step up. I mean, Chase was wide open so often in that game on Thursday Night Football. At least force Ja'Marr Chase to do Ja'Marr Chase things. Just like last week, they forced Herbert McConkey to do Herbert McConkey things. And they got beat a few times, but it wasn't easy earned. And I think this is a much more stable secondary. I still think they have issues, but it's not nearly to the level it was back when they met Cincinnati in Cincinnati.
All right, Nick, let's turn the focus more to the Steelers' offense here. They are going against a defense that has allowed 86 points and 1,078 yards in the last 2 weeks, which is, I don't know, I just kind of want to laugh because those are like Big 12 circa 2012 numbers, I think, for teams to give up defensively. Those are college football stats. Fair game to say that the Steelers' offense generally, this is one of those more opinion-based ones, I don't have a number, generally will get its groove back a little bit against maybe the worst defense we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I think they will. This Bengals defense is atrocious. I mean, it really is. They're going to be without Trey Hendrickson and Ja'Marr Stewart on top of that. That's a tough sell to me. I just don't know how they're going to get even a ton of pressure on someone like Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers O-line outside of Broderick Jones has sneakily been decent in pass pro. So I think they'll be able to hold up. And on top of that, they should be able to run the ball in this game. I think when the Steelers are able to run the ball and maybe they can commit to it a little more, they'll be able to run the ball well in this one. Really, the great player on this team is DJ Turner, who is a really good corner. But outside of that, I mean, the safeties are not very good. The linebackers are young and have struggled. The interior defensive line has not been great. There's just not been a lot to write home about this Bengals defense. I think they've allowed 27 or more points in nine straight games, I think is what it is now. So, yeah, I think the Steelers do get their groove back.
Nick, and we're talking to Nick Faribault, of course. It's Fair Game with Faribault, Steelers beat writer. One of the best covering the team, frankly, going right now, in my opinion, is Nick. Fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers is going to look a lot more like the Aaron Rodgers of, I don't know, earlier season. He will not look like he is ready for the glue factory in this game.
He'll look better than he did last week. I have no doubt about that. I think he'll look decent. I don't think it's going to be some crazy game where you're going to be like, the clock's back and he's elite again or anything like that. But I think he'll look serviceable. He'll look like a point guard type of quarterback, which is what they brought him to be. And that'll be more than enough. I don't think he's even going to reach the heights he did last time against this defense. I just think it's going to be serviceable by the middle. I really think the Steelers are actually going to run in Rod, Jalen Warren, and Kenny Gainwell in this game, and the run game is going to be the star. But I think that when you look at Rodgers, he'll do more than enough in this one to kind of dissuade a little bit of those concerns.
Nick, fair game to say it's time to start worrying about Broderick Jones. You just said he's kind of the only guy who hasn't been up to snuff from a pass pro standpoint. Is it fair game to say that he should be further along and it's time to be more concerned than maybe you otherwise have been about him? broadly?
I mean, it definitely is. It definitely is. I mean, if you really watch the tape, they protect him extremely well. And they used Darnell Washington and Samalo and last week Anderson to kind of slide his way. They used Warren and Gainwell to try and chip guys. They try and help him so much, and he still is just allowing so much pressure. I mean, he allowed two really bad pressures against the Chargers on the first two third downs that really killed both drives. He has not looked great, even when people have said he has looked good. It's just because he's getting a lot of schematic help, and Arthur Smith and the offensive staff know that. They're sending a lot of help his way. Credit to them for doing that, but Broderick Jones has not been that great. He's been below average. Now, I think it's time to panic because it's not been different than it has been the last 2 years. He's been a little better this year than he has been the last 2 years, but it's not been anything to write home about.
Yeah, me and the rest of the Broderick Jones fan club, membership and dues-paying membership dwindling by the day, not liking hearing that. Nick, two more quick ones for you on Fair Game with Faribault with Penn Live's Nick Faribault. Nick, is this a must-win game? Fair to say it's a must-win for the Steelers?
100%. It's absolutely a must-win game. I think their next two are must-win because they're very gettable games, and they need to be 7-4 to be in a pot and really to win this division. I think they need to be 7-4 going into that game against Buffalo. So this is an absolute must-win game.
All right, last one then, Nick. Fair game to say that the Steelers are actually going to win this game.
I'm taking the Steelers in this one. I think they're going to be – I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I really do. I think it's going to be something like 31-28, something like that. But what I think is going to happen this time is they're going to be able to flip the turnover script. They're going to be able to get one or two turnovers on the Bengals. Flacco might slip up, throw a pick. I think they're going to be able to get to him a little more. I think Herbig actually playing in this game more than Highsmith is probably going to have a noticeable difference on the pressure stats, and that's going to be a big change. And so I think the Steelers' defense is going to be able to nab one or two turnovers like the Bengals' defense did last time. That's probably going to flip this game in the Steelers' favor.
He's Nick Faribault, Steelers beat writer for Penn Live, and this is Fair Game with Faribault. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for having me on, Malzy. Appreciate it, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from Mike's Beer Bar, it is the PM team. It is a monster football Friday, and it's an open phone Friday. And if it goes well here, I'm going to get lazy and extend it to 5:30 and let you keep rolling. So it's really up to the people on the line right now to make this work. If your calls are stinky and they don't bring any energy, and I find them to be blasé, Open Phone Friday dies a slow death right here for the day. If they bring the venom or the interesting takes or the funny takes or all of the above in one call, which is kind of like your average Johnny the Barber call, maybe minus some of the interesting takes. We know he's just going to prop up Ohio State the whole time. But I digress. If they bring the goods here, these first couple of people, then we'll extend this little soiree for an extra segment. 412-928-9370. You can also follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We start with Sam in Jefferson Hills. Sam, it's time for an open phone Friday. Lead us off well.
I don't know if you're on what you're expecting, whatever. I think the score is going to be 35-20 Notre Dame. And the only other thing I got to say is I'm disappointed that Narduzzi isn't taking more flack for those stupid, irresponsible comments he made earlier in this week. You don't talk, no head coach of any sport should talk to his team the way he did.
Wait, with the if we 100. Lose 130 to 10?
Sure. Isn't it every week in football, no matter what sport?
Right, let me play devil's advocate.
Game, the next game.
Sam,
not
let me play
three
devil's
games
advocate.
Down the road.
Let me play devil's advocate. Well, technically, because of Notre Dame's independence, this game really doesn't have any bearing on them. Hold on, though. Let me play devil's advocate with you.
Go ahead.
I think there is a crazy, like a fox element here. I don't know if I'm going to give Pat the benefit of the doubt to even suggest that it might have crossed his mind. What has the media discussion about this game centered around since he said that? Like, what has been who or what has been the focus of most of the attention? Pat, right?
Yeah.
And he's taken broadsides from people like you and the national media. This is a huge game for the program.
No, he's not that smart, man.
This is a huge game for the program, and it is all on him right now. And if his team comes out and plays free and clear like they've got nothing to lose and they win this game, whether you think he did it on purpose or not, he's going to end up looking like some sort of backwards reverse motivational genius for taking that approach. He's not that smart, though. That is, okay. Mike is in Wexford on an open phone Friday. Mike, what do you got for us?
Joe, listen, man, I'm a skeptic, but I'm telling you it's going to be a great day in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with a win from our Pitt Panthers and a win from our Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm positive, and I'm ready to go!
Wow. All right.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm fired
give me
up,
a,
man.
Give me a final score here. Pitt
I'm
game.
Saying Pitt game 31-17, Steelers 41-31.
Are you aware that if the Steelers lose this game, Pony has said he will get a tattoo of a tiger on one of his butt cheeks?
That's nasty, man. Just plain old nasty.
I would agree. Thank you for the call, Mike. That is nasty. If Pitt beats Notre Dame by two touchdowns, it would represent one of the – unless, like, Notre Dame's two best running backs get hurt, which is the best duo at that position in the country by a pretty clear margin. Unless both of those dudes get hurt, I don't see a way in which Pitt wins this game by more than a score. I really don't. 412-928-9370 is the phone number for Open Phone Friday. It's a monster football Friday. Do you got takes? Do you got big Pitt opinions? Do you got big Steelers opinions? Now is the time to make them heard. Steve is in Butler. Steve, what's up?
I got a comical Bob Prince nipple story.
Oh, boy. I did not expect this, but that's why it's Open Phone Friday, Steve. Fire
okay.
away.
back in the late 70s, early 80s, the Pittsburgh Steelers used to do, they were called Steeler Huddles, and they go around to different counties with Iron City Brewery and do, with whether it was a Steeler, plus Bob Prince was the MC.
Okay.
So after we get done, I went over at the bar. My job was to get Bob Prince his vodka and orange juice.
Okay.
So we sat down at the bar, and I said, Bob, who is Hindu Wasu? I said, you made this story. There was a rundown between the bases, and whoever it was got back for the Pirates. It was like a 10-second rundown. And Bob Prince said he had more moves than Hindu Wasu. He said she was a stripper at New Orleans, and she wore tassels on her nipples. And she could make one go one way and one go the other way. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Steve. That's the kind of call we need. I want to hear nipple tassel stories in Open Phone Friday. Hindu Wasu. She could make one go one way and one... Now, here's the sad part about me. I hear something like that. I'm a guy. I don't have big breasts like presumably this stripper did. I'm trying to imagine the physics of making them go... Like, Seth the Milfunder's here, probably very intrigued by this Hindu Wasu, who's probably in her 80s now, right in Seth's wheelhouse. I'm just trying to like visualize or kind of make the move that would cause that to happen that way. And I'm very interested by the process here. I'm flummoxed. Newman in Monongahela. Hello, Newman.
How are we doing this afternoon?
We are good this afternoon. What do you got on an Open Phone Friday?
I was listening to some of you guys. I think maybe it might have been the morning show earlier this week. And they didn't understand why Howard had fallen to the sixth round. And it was everywhere that no one wanted to take anybody until Shador went, and he held everybody off.
Now, let me ask you something, Newman.
Yes, sir.
You really believe that the NFL, which is a pretty cutthroat enterprise as far as its member teams want to win, because when you win, you make even more money, the owner makes more money. You really think that they were holding off from drafting a player they otherwise felt was useful and warranting of being deserving of being drafted earlier because no one wanted to offend Shador Sanders?
Not offend him, just didn't want to take them ahead of him because they would be the person that caused that domino to fall. I believe so, but I'm not 100% sure. It's just a thought process that I was thinking when I heard the guys talking about it.
I don't think any team – thank you, Newman, for the call. I don't think any team in the NFL cares if they hurt Shador Sanders' feelings or if they are seen as the team that passed on Shador Sanders a la – I'm trying to think of, like who would it be, I guess? Somebody – like the teams that passed on Randy Moss, the Cowboys passing on Randy Moss and being on Randy Moss's you-know-what list as a result. I just don't think that that's actually how the sausage is made even remotely in the NFL. And also – I mean, Shador was – I would have picked him in, like, the third round maybe, but you're kind of finding out, based on how the Browns are utilizing him right now or not utilizing him, maybe he was picked exactly where he should have been picked. Because it doesn't sound like, even with Dylan Gabriel being pretty terrible, it does not sound like Shador Sanders is very close to seeing the field, at least for the next week or two for Cleveland, which is saying something. Johnny and Farrell, Stoner Johnny, of course, our buddy – he is a denizen of the YouTube chat. He is a member of the PM team, Lunatic Fringe. He's one of our favorites. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, Chris, man? Hey, shout out to the YouTube chat. Hey, man, let me read your mind real quick, okay?
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 9.
Got it.
Multiply times 9.
Got it.
You just got a two-digit number, right?
Correct.
Add those two digits up.
Okay.
Subtract 5.
Okay.
Now think of the letter that corresponds with that. A1, B2,
yeah, yeah.
C3.
I'm still there. So I'm still there. I got it. I'm with you.
Think of a country that starts with that letter.
Okay, I got another one.
Think of the second letter in that country. Think of an animal that starts with that letter.
I still am there. I can't wait to see where this ends up, but I'm still there with you.
And the color of the animal. You got it?
I do have it, yes.
You are thinking of a gray elephant from Denmark.
Wrong, because I knew where this was going, and I said Djibouti instead. D-J-I-B-O-U-T-I. So I was thinking of a spotted or whatever colored jaguars are. Ha! Ha! Thought you could trip me up with that one, did you?
All right, well, all right. Think of the number seven and think of the first vegetable that comes to your mind, and I'll guess it. Number seven, first veggie. Got it?
Yes.
You're thinking of a carrot.
No, I'm not. I am thinking, though, that this is my favorite call in the history of Open Phone Friday, Johnny. Thank you. Well, if you want to try to top that, I'm open to people attempting it. I'm pretty sure that entire little game there, by the way, is, the whole bit is, just from a basic rudimentary understanding of how those mathematical equations work, I think you always end up with four. Therefore, I think you always end up with the letter D. And I think Johnny made the mistake of thinking that I'm one of most people who only know of one country that begins with the letter D, which is Denmark. Au contraire, mon frère. Thought of Djibouti because I had a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks. Busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Feeling it was going to be a gray elephant from Denmark. 412-928-9370. Top that. Seriously. Top that one. It's Open Phone Friday overtime coming up next. Live from Mike's Beer Bar. You got anything you want to get off your chest about Pitt Notre Dame? About Steelers Bengals? The Penguins, I believe, lost a game today in Sweden. You want to get something out there about that? People are arguing in the YouTube chat about ties in hockey because I said they should bring them back, and that got everybody in a twist. If you want to try to hit me with some sort of riddle that you think I'm not going to find a way around, do your worst. Open Phone Friday continues in overtime next on the PM team. Massive event right now just happened at Mike's Beer Bar. So the YouTube chat, our YouTube lunatic fringe, we're big fans. It's a loyal... It's a lot of people who watch it on a given day, oftentimes tipping up into the low 1,000s, which is a lot. A lot of people just randomly watching something on YouTube, which is cool. It's one of many ways you can consume this show. You can watch us on X, the app formerly known as Twitter now. We have that going. I think there's about 1,000 people locked in on that. The Odyssey app. You can just listen on your old-fashioned car radio, which I think still literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people do. But the YouTube chat, I would say, has created its own little ecosystem of wildness here. Half the time, they're all yelling at each other about something that doesn't have anything to do with what's going on the air. And then I feel like a parent walking down the basement steps while the kids are beating the tar out of each other at like a sleepover going, what's going on here? And then everyone stops and freezes. So we had a gentleman named Mark who is a big denizen of the chat buy us a beverage. And then a man who goes by BLV, drop off t-shirts, Gorgeous Charlie Borges. He had one that's about Seth-sized. Seth's going to go out on the prowl on over50andsingle.com with this thing on his profile picture. It says, Catholics versus Yinzers. This man just made this shirt. It is a very cool-looking shirt. It is definitely a Yinzers in the strip style, no one approved this shirt. You know what I mean? You got the shamrock for the Owen Catholics. And you've got a, I would say, a normal-looking Panther logo on the Yinzers. The irony, of course, is that the majority of people cheering for Pitt, I bet, are probably, not the majority, but a lot of them are probably Catholics who just don't root for Notre Dame.
So definitely a leaving the concert, finding a random guy with a bunch of knockoff t-shirts.
I think he got them like made. I don't know if he got AI Borges to do it. I don't know if he grokked and did a grok mock-up of it, but he definitely made them.
Okay, what's the material?
It's like their typical cotton. I might have a little bit of stretchiness in it. Let me see. No, it's heavy cotton. So I gotta air dry this thing, or else it's gonna shrink till it be not Mulsey sized anymore.
Okay, so unrelated follow up question: when you get new clothes,
yeah,
do you wash them before putting them on to wear for full use?
So undershirts and things like that. That like if I wear like you know you buy a 6-pack of white undershirts, absolutely. Back when I would wear like cotton boxer briefs instead of like the. I would call them the tactical ones, like the ones that like an Under Armour makes now. Mm-hmm. Back when they were the cotton ones that would come in pre-packaged sets, absolutely would wash them. Now I generally do not. If something comes like individually wrapped, shrink in a plastic bag, I generally do not wash it. Unless now, I feel like clothing has also gotten to the point where people will actually, manufacturers will tell you, wash before you wear. But I only did it for the stuff I just mentioned back in the day.
What about jeans?
No, when I buy jeans, I wear them. And then my thing that I think grossed Pony out years ago was I go, generally speaking, unless they get a stain, I go or I'm like wearing them and sweating, which usually is not the case with jeans. I go a very long time between washes on jeans. Like I don't really believe in washing them more than like once every month or two if they don't get dirty.
So I do agree with that. The jeans fit better the second time wearing them.
You think they fit better the second time wearing them? They fit better like the 25th time wearing them. That's when they fit really well.
What I do is, and you're a guy. I'm pretty sure every man listening here has done this once. We do the sniff test, where if you wore something the day before or a couple days before, you pick it up, sniff. If it smells good, put it back on.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then I get stared at by my fiance of like, "What are you doing?" I'm doing the sniff test. It doesn't smell. Still fits.
Yeah.
It fits better today than it would yesterday or the day before. Yeah. Put it on. You don't wear anything new? Nope. Don't need to.
Interesting theory by her. I'm with you on this one, just for the record. I think this is one where guys have it figured out better. So that's just me, though, Borges.
Why, thank you.
Mr. Borges, is what I'm seeing on my phone an updated accounting, the last two names of what we've got lately?
Correct.
Let's go to Tom and Robinson on an overtime version of the Open Phone Friday here, and maybe he's got takes on wearing new clothes without washing them first. Hello, Tom. Tom?
Is this me on the line?
It is you on the line. You're on the radio.
I'm sorry. My name is Wayne.
Wayne in Robinson. Close enough. Tom,
love
Wayne,
the
they sound
yep,
almost identical.
Show. Hey, real quick, I got a story for you, but real quick about the Pitt game. Seems like every time they get ranked, they lose.
Yeah, but this is like two Pitt worlds colliding. They on one hand
true.
Are good enough to let their fans down, but on the other hand, the other team is good enough where Pitt beating them would wreck their season completely. So I think it's really immovable object versus irresistible force here, Wayne.
So I got a good story for you. My uncle, Uncle Eddie, he's passed away about 3 years ago, but he told us a story not long ago. He used to deliver papers in Carnegie, and Hannes Wagner lived up there by the Carnegie Library in one of those big houses.
Yes, he did. And he grew up on Railroad Street across the way from the library.
Yeah, so my uncle told us this quite a few years ago, and we all laughed, but he would deliver papers to Hannes Wagner, and Christmas time came, and everybody would give him a penny or a couple pennies or nickel even sometimes. And Hannes Wagner, he went up at Christmas, and he didn't give him no tip, and my uncle got mad, and he tipped over his big cast iron urns on his porch.
His big cast iron what?
Urns that they put flowers and stuff in.
Oh, okay. At first I thought you said urinal, and I was like, what no. kind of thing did Hannes Wagner have on his porch?
So he knocked him over. The funny part is every time my uncle told the story, he was still mad about it, like, you know, 6 years later.
I respect the heck out of that, honestly. I mean, that's very petty. And frankly, Hannes Wagner made enough money that he could have probably made your uncle's whole year with a tip of
right.
like real substance. And so, you know what? I'm okay with him doing a little light vandalism to the Flying Dutchman's house. I think that's apropos in that situation. Thank you, Wayne. All right. Didn't expect a Hannes, but that's the beauty. That is what Open Phone Friday is supposed to be. We get Charlie Borges doing his own version of it, talking about wearing clothes straight out of the bag or straight out of the box. We get I tipped over the flower urns for Hannes, or my uncle tipped over the flower urns for Hannes Wagner. I like it all. By the way, it is 5:37, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Let's go to John in the North Hills on an Open Phone Friday overtime. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I just had a question. Who do you think is going to win the Whippy Old game tomorrow, Central Catholic or North Allegheny?
Central Catholic could probably score 100 on North Allegheny if they wanted to.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. All right, and I got one other question. Do you think there's been a bigger villain in Pittsburgh sports history than Bob Nutting?
Adam Graves. Thank you, John. Adam Graves. Actually, when I think of sports villains, obviously, I think of people that, like, the average fan does not like, and I think Bob Nutting's approval rating is pretty low, and I think everyone kind of acknowledges that. Believe it or not, I generally go with people who actually play. So if I were quickly doing a back of the napkin, I have a literal map where I could back of the napkin this thing. Ranking of Pittsburgh sports villains. I would say David Steckel's number 5 for costing Sidney Crosby so much of his, you know, kind of a season and a half of his prime, because who knows what the Crosby numbers would look like otherwise. I would say... I'm trying to think of a... You know what? How about this one? Number 4 is just Tom Brady for just constantly rug-pulling the Steelers when they thought they were good and they would get close and then Brady would just beat them down. Number 3 is David... For me personally, is David Volek, even though I think most people would put him higher because he ruined the chance of a three-peat. Number 2 is Scotty Reynolds. And then number 1 is Sid Bream and probably always will be. I think that's my list, because I usually go with the people who actually are playing the games rather than that. By the way, the Mike's Beer Bar Fan Beer of the Month is Jackworth Hard Ginger Beer and supports the National Alliance of Mental Illness. Mike's Beer Bar has, of course, been a phenomenal place for us today to do the show. They are always incredible hosts. Come on down here. They got, I think, 80-something beers on tap. I always forget the exact number. There are enough cans of beer in the local beer section alone to kind of make my eyes water at the sheer amount of selection here. Tomorrow, if you don't have a ticket to Pitt Notre Dame and you're a victim of the YouTube blackout situation, because that's an ABC game, guess what? You can come down here and they're going to have it on because they don't work with the YouTube TV situation. You're good. You'll be able to watch it. Don't have a ticket to Steelers-Bengals? Come down here, Mike's Beer Bar, the place to be. And they've been awesome to us as usual today. I will tell you right now that we got a hodgepodge of nothingness coming up next. It'll be equal parts Podge, and it'll be equal parts me picking two monster football games that we still have yet to see. One tomorrow and one on Sunday. And in a very odd change of pace, the one tomorrow feels like the big daddy of the two of them. Hodgepodge and me making some picks for Pitt, Notre Dame, and Steelers, Bengals coming up next here on the PM team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.